Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ernie Riles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jeff Stone. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rick Shug. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Joe Orsilak. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boedeker. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Stone strikes out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball four. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Deer strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Braggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Riles hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Deer. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sheets strikes out. One out. Rick Shu is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Shu hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Higuera covering, for the out. Lynn moves to third. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sviem hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Sviem moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shue fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Orsilac hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orsilac for the out. One out. Jeff Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first, with Higuera covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock is hit by the pitch. Surhoff moves to second. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Deere is 0 for 1 in the game. Deere hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Deere reaches second base with a double. Surhoff scores. Brock moves to third. It's 1-0, Brewers. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Braggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a fly ball towards right. Orsilac catches it and throws to home to double up Brock. Deere moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Deere scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Deere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles nothing. the Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sviem is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sviem hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sviem moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount bunts towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. Sviem moves to third. Molitor moves to second. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sviem tags and scores. Molitor tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Brewers. Greg Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brock is walked intentionally. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 4-0, Brewers. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Deere is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Deere strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Shue is 0-for-1 in the game. Shue hits a pop-up towards third. Ryle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Deere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsalak is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsalak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Riles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Riles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oswaldo Peraza now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peraza fields it and throws to first for the out. Riles moves to second. Two outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sviem is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sviem strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviem scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount strikes out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Molitor steals third. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff bunts in front of the plate. Kennedy juggles the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Surhoff moves to second. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deere is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Deere strikes out. 2 outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Braggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray fields the ball and throws to Peraza covering. Safe. Molitor scores. Surhoff scores. Brock moves to second. It's 6-0, Brewers. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Riles hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shue is 0 for 2 in the game. Shue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Higuera covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Kiefer pinch runs for Jim Gantner. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Peraza fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Peraza. Kiefer moves to second. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sviam is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sviam hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-0, Brewers. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yount takes first base on ball 4. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount scores. Surhoff moves to third. It's 9-0, Brewers. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Deer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Deer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Deer reaches second base with a double. Surhoff scores. Brock moves to third. It's 10-0, Brewers. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brock scores. Deer moves to third. It's 11-0, Brewers. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Braggs is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Braggs is hit by the pitch. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Riles is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Riles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Deer scores. Braggs moves to second. It's 12-0, Brewers. Doug Sisk now pitching. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Kiefer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Braggs moves to third. 2 outs. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sviam is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Kiefer now playing second base. Bill Schroeder now catching. Joey Meyer now playing first base. Mark Clear now pitching. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Orsalak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Orsalak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Jeff Stone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stone is 0 for 3 in the game. Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a fly ball into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dan Plesac now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svyum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 12, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.